Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I don't think he was hitting on me. I think I felt the danger, Spidey sense come over, like I'm about to get rolled in the men's room.
Yes. Did you give him the Glengarry Glen Ross line?
F you, that's my name.
I should have.
I think what people deal with down here, it's always kind of like, what can I add on? What can I add on? And it's, you know.
Under my patio, I have dirt.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm C4 certified. There's nothing that can blow me down.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Our show is heard in great towns like Uniontown, Ohio, Wildwood, Florida. I don't know where that is. Big state, Florida.
It is.
Tough to know all the towns.
Lots of places.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know of that. I just don't know where it is. Dana Point, California. Don't know where that is either.
Beautiful. Dana Point, gorgeous.
Richie Rich.
It's like Laguna Beach.
Ah, beautiful. Truthville, New York. I don't believe that. and Kissing in Bavaria, Germany.
Yes.
Well, hi. Ah, kiss me.
And I'm sure it's probably like geezing, but I like kissing.
Welcome to Keezing. How are you? It's great to have you here. Yeah, boy. Yeah,
we have a bingo.
That's a bingo. See, I had that in my new soundboard that I built yesterday and then found out I couldn't play it.
Oh.
But I'm really excited that I was able to do that after how many years have you told me there is no soundboard available? That's worthy of putting in a computer.
This is
right?
true.
So I was excited about that.
Yeah.
I found it, and I don't know how long it's been there.
It's relatively new because I looked for one diligently at least a year ago to have you switch.
It was right there.
Oh, and you know what? For iPads is what we're looking for.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
IPads. Won't use that technology anymore. Hmm. Refuse. Yes. So, willkommen, everybody. I hope everybody's doing really, really well. And I have to start today because something that I've been concerned about down here in Southwest Florida for some time actually made the news. There is, every time we see ground broken down here in Fort Myers, Florida, where slowly, and I mean slowly, people are making their way out of the area because pretty soon it's going to be too warm and I don't want it to be too hot. I want to go back where it's not because I'm going back there because it's not too cold anymore.
Does it get too hot in Indiana?
It gets hot everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people said, how can you stand summers down in Florida? I said, how can you stand summers in Washington, D.C.? Summer in many days. There are many, 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 many days. You guys will have warmer temperatures than down here. You just don't get them in March and April
it
and
is
February
a dreadful
like
existence.
I do.
Yeah, and less pleasant environs. Yeah. I mean, same temperature.
By spring, there's no spring. You go right from like that mucky, early gray spring to, you know, May, and suddenly it's 93
sweltering
degrees.
Let me look at the weather where you're at right now.
Oh, Mike, let's take a look in our neck of the woods.
Our neck of the woods.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oscar just has his weather app open to New
Orleans.
Still
New Orleans.
Yeah.
What's the weather in New Orleans today?
Right. It's 68 degrees as we speak.
See, we had great days in New Orleans. Pretty weather.
We had
also some weird weather, too. Too cold,
70
too hot.
And rainy?
No.
In New Orleans? Where you are right now.
Really?
Yeah. Open the garage.
I took the dog out for a walk.
Open the garage. Don't want to do that. Let's look at the weather window.
That would be hilarious.
Certainly don't want to do that. Imagine the looky-loos if they drove by with all these lights on.
What's he doing now?
It's raining right now. It'll stop in an hour.
Yeah. See? There
my one of my Lyft drivers told me that that rain we got on Saturday and the wind that we got on Saturday in New Orleans was technically a Cat 2 rolling through.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if I believe it, but it was pretty intense for about an hour and a half.
What? A Cat 2 hurricane?
Cat 2 rain. Yeah, that's what she said.
What do you mean a Cat 2 rain? What does that mean?
Well, a Cat 2 hurricane because of the wind.
It wasn't a hurricane. That would have made the news.
Yeah. Not even a tropical storm.
Who told you this?
Mike, this is from the Cognoscenti. This is from a Lyft driver.
Oh, my God.
Then it's got to be true.
Gospel truth, yes.
No, I mean, I wasn't there. Did you say Saturday this happened?
Yes.
No, there were thunderstorms. I was looking out my window on Saturday. It was thunderstorms, you know? It wasn't that big a deal. There was lots of lightning.
It was a downpour.
No, it came down. The water came down at a concerning level for a while.
Concerning level.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You got flood warnings down in New Orleans all the time, and there was.
But isn't it lowland anyways?
Yes. It's a bowl.
Yes, yeah. It is.
You have Lake Pontchartrain on one side. Mm-hmm. You have the Mississippi River on the other side. You have the Gulf of Mexico not far away from that, and so you have the perfect triple threat for New Orleans, which means when they do get a real hurricane, not a Cat 2. A Cat 2 is a bad hurricane. A Cat 3 is a very bad hurricane.
Well, I'm going to tell. I'm going to find Kia and tell her that she blew it.
Mike, this is a good time to, and I hope you remember, because I mean, as of late, you have been remembering a lot. So,
I've had some good days.
So tomorrow I will be doing the show from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yes.
That I don't remember.
But Oscar will be able to open his Los Angeles weather window and tell us what's
going on. So I've done that, and it's going to be 72. It'll be freezing in Los Angeles tomorrow.
Why are you going out to Los Angeles? Are you going out to see your sister?
No, screen test.
Screen test, yes. I've been working on,
your sister lives in Los Angeles.
Of course. Yes. I'll be staying with her rent-free.
Yes.
The rent stays the same.
Are you having a little vacay out there?
No, we have business. Mike, you know it's always business.
Business.
Is this the business for this show you were telling me about, or is it a business for the Podville thing?
Well, no, this is for the LA Times Festival of Books.
Oh, the LA Times, which is thinking about doing some business with you guys. That's great.
Yes.
So how long will you be in La La Land?
I'll be there from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
But and I will not miss one show.
Attaboy.
That's good. Not like me. When I travel, you know my rule. Leave me alone. That's the way it goes. Yeah. That's it. Well, so it'll be a good chance for you to see family,
too,
while
you're out
there.
It'll be great. My nephew's going to be out
there. And I love that. Will you be doing it from that location we like?
Yes, in the corner with the
window.
That we like so bad.
Yeah, that makes
I love
makes
that
us
location.
Feel like maybe one day we could have a view like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I
think you're an LA kind of guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you'd fit in there. Miami, LA.
I'm sort of a Kansas type of guy, I think.
Yeah. You would do
flat
Kansas,
land.
Iowa.
Yes, lots of
flat roads.
Yeah. Kansas, Iowa. Let's see. Indiana. You do well in Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know. You've soured me to Indiana.
Indiana would be, I know a lot of people from Indiana, and I think you do, you would do very well in a town called Fort Wayne.
Thank you, Mike. And where would you do well?
I do well where I am. Yeah, I do well down here.
He's killing it in Florida.
But I don't necessarily consider this a permanent state for a variety
because
of reasons.
Because of the flooding?
No, I don't believe. No, first of all, we are category four. We're category four tested here.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've kind of been
tested. Oh, my God. You are 4C, like, qualified. You are 4C certified.
I mean... All the crap they try to... Now, the only thing I would spring for, but I'm not going to, because they price gouge down here, is the generator. But I'm not going to do the generator, because I just don't want to.
Could you do just a fun, like, infomercial just voice that says, I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm C4 certified.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm C4 certified. There's nothing that can blow me down.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just want that with a bunch of dynamite and wind.
Mm-hmm. Lots of wind. And a tree falling through a living room.
I had an explosion today. Did you find the shung that I was looking for the news yet?
No, I still have the thumping separator.
No, that's not going to cut it.
That thumper is terrible.
So disappointed in you, as usual. But anyway, it's
you
just...
You only want to write this down. You're forgetting things. Write down new thump, please.
New shung.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Because you know what you could do? You go to an old show and just put off an old show and then put it in your soundboard.
I'll give you a list of things you could do.
It's the AJ is where it is.
Okay.
So I could probably send it to you.
All right.
If I found it, you know. I mean, that's one thing I was doing all day yesterday was finding things in my computer that are all there. And so I think I used the old computer.
I'm here.
You're there. You're there. and I'm here, and that's what's happening with that. So where was I? Yes.
Can I briefly just make a quick announcement?
Yes,
since
you
we're talking
may,
about this?
Los Angeles. You go. You. L.A. is my lady. Go ahead.
So this Friday, for you bonus show subscribers, I just want to make a note that you will have a new bonus show on Friday, but you will also have access to this year's 2023 NOLA show.
Yes.
And so don't say we never did anything for you. What more can we do for you?
Actually, that is the the bonus show this Friday will be the New Orleans
yes,
live
correct.
Show.
Correct.
If you have ever wanted to subscribe, the people that I think we're allowing the people that are already subscribed will get it. Correct.
Yes. Yes. Sure. And then you will see just some context. You will see this on Apple Podcasts for the very first time.
Very
you
exciting.
You can subscribe to the bonus show through your Apple device.
Yeah. So here's the great deal about this. For those of you, we're always trying to support this show by selling subscriptions to the bonus show. This time around, whenever we do a live show, people say, are you going to record it? Well, we did, and we have, and we are ready to launch it on Friday, and it's going to be our bonus show on Friday, too. So Oscar's telling you, we'll have that up on the website where you can go to subscribe. So if you've ever wondered about, hey, can we buy that show and listen to it, or can we listen mm-hmm. to it? Yeah, you can listen to it, but you got to, you know, help the cause out here. And if you listen to the live show that we recorded, if you're a bonus subscriber, you get it anyway.
Yes.
And B, what a perfect time to subscribe, because not only will you get the live show in New Orleans, but you get a bonus show subscription to mm-hmm. all future bonus shows that we yeah. will
and
do.
And it's so easy. That's yeah. one of the great yeah. things about it. So
I didn't want to discount that. Sometimes we don't make a big enough deal about what we're working on.
Yeah.
And we've been working diligently for the past couple months on making this happen.
Yeah,
and
it's a way to subscribe to the yes, show. Correct. It's going to be much correct. Easier for yes. you to do it. And we need we have always on this show had a minuscule, relatively, percentage of the regular listeners to this show that subscribe to the bonus content. It's always been the case. And we've always been challenged to bring that number up. So this is a really good excuse for yeah. you. If you want to hear us live on stage in NOLA, it's weird because there'll be some visual stuff yeah. that you will mm-hmm. not be tracking with, but you'll get what we were doing.
95% of the show you'll get.
97.
You'll get it.
We took the time to make sure that we captured the live show for the very first time mm-hmm. and are going to release it. And if I do say myself, Mike, I thought it was one of our tightest shows.
Yeah, and the recording came. What was that?
No, I mishit a button. My bad.
That is not
The recording. The recording came out really well, didn't it?
It did.
Thank you.
Yes.
Miraculously,
it did. It did.
All right. So we look forward to releasing yes. that on Friday.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you can. We're going to try Monday. Monday was too ambitious, so we will have it available for you on Friday, and we hope you enjoy that. All right. Getting back to my little story about Fort Myers, and then Oscar, mm-hmm. you'll be broadcasting from L.A. tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
I fly in tonight at. I land. At 12:30 a.m.
So this is when you were talking about all the travel you were going to be doing.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. You remember?
I do now.
Yes.
Yeah, I do now. So down here,
yes.
when they break ground on any new plot of land, Carla and I now say, used to be banks. Well, mm-hmm. banks don't build
right.
anymore
mm-hmm.
at all. You know, I wonder why. Banks close now. They don't necessarily build.
Well, unless you're J.P. Morgan Chase.
Every single time I see a plot of land being developed, I'm like, another storage facility? There are storage facilities. They now have an ordinance in a little town near me called Cape Coral, as Jimmy used to pronounce it.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Cape Coral, where they're looking to impose a ban on permits for storage facilities. At like 1,500,000 square feet of storage facilities are planned to be going up in the next 6 months.
Is it the obvious
some ridiculous
is
number.
It the obvious answer, the fact that people, when they build a house, they want the house to be the house. They don't want to allow for storage area in their
well,
home.
What it is the most American of American things. All right. This is why. They are cheap to build.
Yes.
They are pure profit, and they prey upon people that cannot afford to have enough space in their own domiciles where they can keep stuff. And of course, we are Americans. And as George Carlin used to say, we love our stuff.
A place for our stuff, yeah.
It's inadequate sized housing where, you know, you go back and look ye olden days where you'd have a two-story house and everybody would live in a certain amount of space and they didn't have all that stuff. Now, people just have crap on crap. Open 99.9% of storage bins in America and you will find a parade of useless crap. Probably crap that you would not have any interest in whatsoever. Because they had an interest in it, they wouldn't have shoved it in a storage area. So they're concrete, they're aluminum, they throw cheap HVAC in there to say these units are air conditioned, and then they them out everywhere the eye can see. Mm-hmm. And it's just down here, it's horrible. It's horrible. Overpriced apartments filled with people struggling to pay their rent, and then overpriced storage for people paying extra because they have no room in their apartment to keep their stuff. And we have storage. Everybody I know has a storage bin down here because there's no room. Because why is that? Well, I can answer that for you. Because down here, the density of population, we all, you saw where I live. I live in a nice home, but they're all right next to each other. Yeah. And they all have the you know, tiny little spaces for people. And that's it. And you might have some living area that's bigger. You might have some backyard area that's bigger. I'm very lucky with that. But when you're talking about where to put stuff, you saw it. I've got a little tiny attic up there, and I can't put stuff up.
You maximize everything you have.
Yeah, very good use of space.
Right now, I've got more crap in this garage. It's pretty silly to look at it. But that's what they do, and I have had it. With storage, 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 storage. I mean, it's incredible how many places they build. They're ugly. They do nothing. They're, you know what they also built just now down here? They built, they're called luxury vehicle storage area.
Yeah, like a toy garage.
We saw
like
one.
Like a toy garage.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Made of cinder block. Very impressive.
Made of cinder block with a big fancy door on it. I think they have a little landing up on top.
Yeah, higher ground.
Climb a ladder.
Keep your luxury car above water.
I want to go sit next to my Corvette and smoke my cigar with my guys. Where I even have a TV in there.
I always felt like those toy garages were off huts. Like you sneak away from your family to go and look at the cars. I don't think you can say that on the radio. Somebody have to bleep that.
Probably I think not. We will.
Probably be illegal.
However, I do hope that if that is the case, the car has that that extra coating on it.
Yeah, that you get it from the dealer.
Yes,
this I won't think
Siliguard.
I've thought about the show.
Siliguard all over the couch as well.
About the show and what it would cost to do a you know to do a show from one of those little bins down there.
Yeah.
You know. But, I, you know, my luck would be I'd start doing the show, and obviously you hear, whoa.
That's actually, it's a brilliant idea for those who build them. If you have to store your car there.
Well, if you build them,
there,
they will come.
Yeah, if you store your car there, if you want to maximize the probability of keeping your car, especially in South Florida, above water.
Yes.
Something to invest in.
I'm not sure if that area over there is above water, though.
If they have a hydraulic lift.
Yeah, get the second level.
Well, I don't know if they have hydraulic lifts for all of them. I think that you'd probably have to spend extra on that.
I believe the first level of cars, you're going to see a lot of Camrys and Corollas.
You remember where the 930 Club was, right, Mike?
Yeah, up here downtown. In
DC? Yeah,
absolutely.
So in the D.C. area.
Nice neighborhood.
You've got, well, you've
beautiful.
Got, it's actually transitioned. It's extremely expensive.
All right.
And maybe 2 years ago. Shane and I were thinking of selling our house when interest rates were still low and just getting out of it, moving somewhere. And as you peruse, I'm going for a lateral movement, not a move up in life, just lateral.
Right.
I'm happy with a lateral movement. And you start getting fed a bunch of different, because I don't put the filters in of like what I can't afford or not afford, because I like to dream. And a house comes up 2 years ago near the 930 Club, one of these old row houses, you've seen them in the past off Florida Avenue.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's been converted, like rebuilt completely.
Got it.
This mother effer, and I don't get jealous. I don't. I celebrate people and and what great things they have.
Right.
That's where we differ.
Yeah. But I was jealous at this one instant when they showed a video of his backyard, which was paved with
this
pavers.
This is down by the 930 Club.
Yes. And this guy had so much disposable income. He dug a hydraulic lift into his backyard. So when he wanted to raise his second car from his backyard, it came from underneath the backyard as it raised up and the patio furniture raised above the garage to pull out his little parking spot of the garage of the for his car.
So wow. He had enough space for one car, but then he could have two with his hydraulic lift.
Yes.
That's money.
That's a lot of money.
That's money that, you know, can you imagine the average person saying to their wife, honey, I'd like to put a hydraulic lift in, be under the patio. Yeah. And she would say, go to hell, get out of here right now.
I don't know what it says about me. When I hear that, Oscar thinks that's something glorious. I just think of what happens when it breaks and you can't get your car. He said, where's your car? Car's under the patio. I think
you have a good one stuck inside.
Yeah, but I think you but just, see, you're able to be satisfied with what you have. And that's a wonderful way to be, to be satisfied with your lot in life. And I think what people deal with, you know, with down here, it's always kind of like, what can I add on? What can I add on? And it's, you know.
Under my patio, I have dirt.
You have dirt on your patio, and your patio is, well, you have a deck.
Yeah, and under it, it's paved, so we have a sitting area under the deck, too.
Do you ever hang out down there?
Sure.
Solo stove.
Yeah, the solo stove is on the main, on the lower level.
On the lower level. Yeah. I thought you only hung out on your deck. You got a nice deck, right?
We got a beautiful deck, and that's what the deck has more furniture, and we have the grilling stuff up there, but the lower level.
Built by deck man.
And also, like, in the rain, you can go under the deck and watch the rain because you're covered, which is also very nice.
Doesn't the deck have little slots in it where it drips down?
No, they actually they arrange for that with little rubber things that catches the rain and it goes
deck
down.
Deck man delivers.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Deck man.
Ba, 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 ba.
Well, the way with the tax man calling on me yesterday.
Tax man.
It's the season where these conversations always begin in the O'Mara household. What can we sell? What can we sell? You know, the thing is the
Mike, don't sell anything you'd regret, like your son. Because
can I tell you what I've sold?
What?
Just in the past, like, as a younger man. And
I sold a watch successfully.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's good.
Cars are easy to go, right? You can flip them.
Sure.
No problem.
Tell me about it.
eBay.
Well, I have a lease car right now, so I feel trapped. The lease car is difficult.
But if you could sell a car, you can sell a car. Still get a decent rate for it, especially used cars these days.
Mm-hmm.
The other end is high-end electronics. You might get 60 to 70% on it, but get rid of them. Like, if you're not using them, get rid of them.
Really?
Facebook Marketplace. And like, I haven't done this as of yet.
It's not like a TV.
No, this is during this is about maybe 5 years ago, pre-pandemic.
Right.
For a while, you know, you're like, I'm not going to use this. And I guess the mentality I have now is, if you're not running a business because you don't have a depreciating schedule, is, well, this TV that I've had for 7 years is now, it's got to go.
Okay.
Because it's not a smart TV, but someone will buy it this year, but they're not going to buy it 2 years from now because it just won't work.
Out of date.
Yeah, it'll be out of date.
Really? Okay.
Well, and you have so many tools in your garage. I was.
Yeah.
Blown away.
Yeah, and I've got a pretty good tool chest too.
Great tool chest.
I was like, this is a man that builds things.
Right.
But as I saw you insulate your garage, I realized you don't build things, you just have all the gadgets to do it.
Yeah. Right? I've gotten better at watch repair.
Yes, but you don't need a garage full of tools.
I don't think you need the drills for that.
But I need a table with a light and that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might use this table for it. I might use this table for it.
You know? What about, well, you did some.
This table's just got a bunch of cables sitting on it.
You did some decent watch repair at your dining room table.
I did. I got your watches ready, and I took links out, and I
you
put
did.
Links
it was
in.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful.
I did that. And by the way, Robert Wood, who sent Michael a bunch of watches, he wore his calculator watch to school today. Which I think is super
good
cool.
Good for him.
He just loves it. That's two watches 2 days in a row. Yeah. He's got a third one,
he's
too,
a watchman,
and a fourth one.
Just like his papa.
Watchman.
He likes watches. Yeah. And these are
the kind that a kid would like, and they fit on his wrist, and he's really excited about it. So, Robert, again, second day in a row, I say thank you for that. That was wonderful. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting into watch trading, because there's this guy that's on my Facebook feed that's inundating me with you can start selling watches. But I'm afraid of that.
What
because
about,
it's risk capital.
Look, if I know this, look, I'm like, I don't want to. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to text you. Okay. Pat for me. Pat for
no,
me.
No, it's
Pat
fine. So why you're worried about, you have a good backlog of watches that you could start, no?
No, no, because I think watch trading, you have to have very, very high-end
specific
watches to really, no, not specific, just high-end. You have
okay.
to get, you know, in that world, that's what sells, and that's what people, what the demand is. So for me, I've got, you know, I don't want to say that they're cheap, because I vetted all of them, but they're inexpensive compared.
Utilitarian watches.
All my watches are under $1,000.
Okay.
And at least the ones I have now. So,
all right.
And I'm not prepared.
But there's no market. So, I would think there'd be a market for those.
I'm not sure. I have, but not in the way of what this guy's talking about, where you go to a website and you pay for, you know, pay like $1,850 for something, and you sell it for $2,100. That's the type of thing I'm talking about.
Now, yeah, if you're going, if you're going to the website and getting a watch for under $2,000 and then reselling it for over $2,000,
that's an exciting thing.
Yeah,
that's very exciting.
How do you find the people to pay the after? Do they not have access to this website?
Well, they're all different websites where these and jewelry stores,
dealers,
and secondhand stores and dealers and gray market people and you know, hundreds of thousands of these people all over the world, and you have to find the places where you can get watches at a certain place. Not everybody sources the watches everywhere. It doesn't work like that.
I see.
So you can find an opportunity where the people that are demanding a certain type of watch might not be finding it where you find it, but they want it badly, and you're able to do that. But
it's
I would imagine it's like anything
same,
else.
It's the same principle as eBay, mm-hmm. is when you find something at a junk shop and then you resell it to someone that is just going to, you know, sell it on eBay because you can do it with four keystrokes. So
I just sent Mike a suggestion. I didn't want to be rude.
I got a suggestion from an OZ.
Yes.
Ozzy. Ozzy writes, Carla, is it time for an OnlyFans account?
No.
A classy, tasteful, first-class subscription.
Carla.
You know, that is really obnoxious.
I don't
mean anything. But I'm going to say, Oscar, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You've said that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And yes, it is.
And when he says classy, Mike, it doesn't have to be what you originally think of when you think of an OnlyFans. It could just be feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you want, you pervert.
I don't want it at all.
No.
But I know there's a market
feet.
For it.
That's
feet.
Gross.
That is gross.
I'm sure she has nice feet. I'm talking about more.
Carla
she
has lovely feet.
She could just do facials and people would be into that.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. Not, you know,
careful.
The esthetician facials.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
careful.
Think we all know what you meant.
Right.
But no so. Feet.
For me, I would be happy with playing. I would be happy with playing sounds through a computer down here.
Okay, fair enough.
And that is why yesterday I ventured off to the Genius Bar, and there are really, I could probably tell you, I'm not really thrilled when I have to go to a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment. I'm not really thrilled if I have to get the car worked on. But when you tell me that I have to go down here, I don't know what it's like in your municipality, but down here, when I have to go to the Genius Bar, I'd rather be anywhere, because it has been, since they opened over in, I Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconut Mall.
we've been to that one. It's
you've been
it's
to that
jammed.
One.
Jammed.
Yeah.
It is absolutely balls to the wall, to the point where you can't find parking. And it is a mixture of the young and the old now, where it used to be really, when it was just starting,
yes.
old people with new technology.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have become a more savvy society. You don't get as much of the just total daftness that I see. Oh, this is the song I got. I love a bunch of coconuts, everybody.
Down at an English fair.
Can you name the singer?
I was there.
Let me listen.
When I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I bought a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Danny Kaye.
I'll give you a hint. You've stalked this man.
big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give him a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the chairman said.
And he appeared unwashed. You stalked him and he appeared unwashed.
In New York?
No.
Merv Griffin.
It's Merv Griffin's first hit single.
And I did not stalk him, I bumped into him in a store.
Mike, you followed him.
I followed him and then I talked to him.
She said, you appear unwashed.
Well, he had a little bouquet, and he said he'd been playing tennis in the morning.
BS.
And I don't think a post-tennis shower was job one. But it was interesting. That was in Palm Springs. I saw Merv Griffin.
Yes, exactly.
So anywho, I went there, and I decide that in order to tolerate the wait that you have, you check in at the Genius Bar, and then they send you over to a table. Right. And one of the good things about where they send you is there are not a lot of chairs in the Mac store.
Oh, boy.
In the Apple store. They're not chairs. People don't care. So that really pisses off the old people, and I enjoy watching them.
Yeah, but it's by design, because if you're not going to sit, what are you going to do? You're going to browse.
Or no, leave.
They were just standing there. They were just, there
yeah,
were
but
six
the
of
design,
us standing
the design
there.
Is to make you browse and buy
no
things.
No one was browsing. They were looking impatient, and that's it. And I decide to hop on my phone. I'm taking care of five different things at once, and I'm enjoying the multitasking because that's what makes the time go fast. And then the guy came over to me, and I wouldn't call him friendly. I would call him competent, borderline friendly, but not a lot of bedside manner. Mm. Don't need it at the Genius Bar. Just need you to be competent. And then they take you to the back. It's this routine they have, right? It's their little systems that they never divert from. But I will tell you this. My impression of the entire store is that not only are the people more savvy now, I think the guys that work there are more savvy. I think there are guys that have worked there, you know, for many, many years, and they know what they're doing. So my issue, I have a dead sound output on my computer. Mm-hmm. I cannot play sound through the speakers. I cannot play sound through the headphone jack. I cannot play sound. And so he begins his little hardware diagnostic. I say, I've rebooted it. I've done a hard reboot on it. I've reboot. And I said, look, you can see the footprints on it. I booted. No, anyway, so I go on with this guy. And then he takes it into the back. And of course, they always ask one question. That they hope for, that they wish for, that they pray for. Do you think you got any liquid in this computer?
Oh, they love that, yeah.
Yeah, because if you have liquid in that, then all bets are off. F you, go back in your car and do that. He went in the bag. He said, well, I didn't find any liquid in it. I said, I told you there wasn't any liquid in it. Right. That's when I first start to get a little pissed off. And it's going on. And then he does a hardware check. And then he checks. And he said, okay, I'll take it in the back. I'm going to open it up. I secured every connection to the logic board. Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What he said,
yes.
Which is where the connection goes out to the headphone portal. And he said it still doesn't appear to be working. So we've got a couple of options. We can replace these connections. And then once that is done, it'll cost you about $150. Mm-hmm. But there's not a guarantee that it's going to work. I said, well, that's good news. Because there's nothing better than paying $150 and not knowing it's going to work.
Yeah.
He said, or we can send it out and they can do a total refurbishment. And that's about $450. Mm. I said, this is a 2014 computer. I'm not really sure that that's the best way to go. He said, yep. And this is the reaction I get. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
Oh,
and he's basically looking at me like,
I hate,
you know,
the quiet.
What do you want to do, a-hole?
Yeah.
Decide. And at this point, he said, hold on a second. Yeah, the parts are 150. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. And all of a sudden, I get the click, 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 click.
Right.
And then he pauses, furrows his little pimply brow, and comes back to me and he says, hold on a second. I was looking at a 2017 computer. I don't have a 2017 computer. I don't know what he's talking about. It might be Carla's computer. Okay?
Right.
And he says, yours is a 2014. I am mad at this point.
Yeah, I would be too.
I looked at him. I said, I really might have been aware of that before you started doing diagnostics. He said, well, I'm very sorry. Kind of an attitude. Mm-hmm. But the point is, your computer is now considered vintage. I said,
wow,
well, that's good. That sounds really good. No, because we don't order parts for a computer that's over this many years old.
What is it, seven?
Nine.
Yeah. That's it. And I said, so where does that leave me? He said, let me give you the name of the Mac store or the Wavy Mac store or whatever the hell it is where they can do work on these.
Mac
what
repair.
Is it called?
Florida Waves Mac Repair.
Florida Waves. It was something. I don't know what it was. I sort of half listened because I'm not going there.
Right.
And I had to get an oil change for my car after driving 23 hours to New Orleans in 3 days. And so I left the Genius Bar because the flipping geniuses weren't able to solve my problem.
Make sure you don't get any water in your car. No liquid in your car.
So that's it. That's where I am right now.
It is. Yeah. It hurts.
It should be better. It should be better.
To go through that and then have the guy not realize what computer he was up. Because we have multiples on our account. Carla's got one for work. I've got two for work.
There's a little serial number on the back that you match up to the screen and then you get it.
Can't you just click the
Apple? And by the way, when you're using,
if it doesn't boot up.
When you're using your hands in front of people as this guy was doing, you know, perhaps tending to the nails, tending to the long, like, 8-year-old middle school nails that he had that just looked like they were much better for picking at things than they were for flying across a keyboard.
Those nails are made for checking the logic board.
But as I found out when I tried to load my own new sounds into my current computer, the headphone jack in this computer doesn't work either. So the great news is I get to go back.
Yay.
I get to go back to the Genius Bar. So that'll be fun. We'll see how that works.
Can you ask for this gentleman by name? Since you have a relationship?
Never got his name. His name was Colin or Kyler or Tile.
Tile was his name.
Zippy Pinhead.
Thanks for nothing.
Weevil. Whatever his name was. It was. We have to take a break.
It would be so good, though, if you walked in and just said, hey, remember me?
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? I'm back. Can you tell me right away if my computer's vintage?
What year is this computer? Yeah.
Man, it's been fun to be in your presence because you are a genius. We'll be right back with the homepage right here, everybody.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Woo! Hey, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003? Now is the time to update your wallet game. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile wallet profile that's engineered for everyday use. One simple thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access to find everything you need. I'm reaching in to get it
right
now.
Anything you want. I got so many good looks when I would use it in New Orleans because people hadn't seen it. They said, what is that?
Don't write down my numbers or anything like that.
No, I think you're okay.
anyway, it's unlike any wallet I've ever seen. And with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty, you will get yourself the last wallet you're ever going to need. Personally, we all love ours, and you're going to love yours, too. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. You can get belts. You can get wonderful stuff like the wallet. Just click the button on our website and you get yourself a 20% discount, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, that's okay. I'll take that one over the other one.
We'll take it.
Matthew McConaughey. All right. Everybody does that. I get tired of it, but I do it anyway because I'm a hack. He loves to tell us just to keep living.
I just want to tell you to keep living. Y'all just keep living, just like I do.
That's the plan.
But he never tells us how.
Until now.
Matthew is hosting a one-time online seminar. It's called The Art of Living. It's this coming Monday at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Pacific, which is 1 p.m. Eastern time. How about that? Does that sound like something that appeals to you?
No.
In an Instagram video that's even cooler than one of his Lincoln commercials, he says, quote, "You ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more, but you weren't really sure what the next best steps were to achieve it? I won't tell you how. Get living." Anyway, keep in mind that your more doesn't have to mean money or things. It could also be love, joy, balance, trust, choice, whatever you are seeking. There's no word how long the event will last, but it's free, and it includes appearances by self-help types like, oh God, Tony Robbins.
Is he still a thing?
I didn't understand that he was going to hook up with Tony Robbins. That just ruined it for me.
That really ruins it, huh?
That just totally kills me. I can't help myself. Even though it's free, you do have to reserve a seat, which you can do at artoflivingevent.com.
Mike, so, is it Art of Living or Art of Living?
It doesn't have the G.
Oh,
Art of Living.
That's clear.
Drop the consonant. Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. Hey, it's not that you're getting older. Dialogue in movies and TV shows is getting harder and harder to hear. That's why even young people are addicted to subtitles. But those days might be over because Amazon is rolling out a new streaming feature called Dialogue Boost.
Yes.
That lets you increase the volume on the dialogue only. Now, they've had this feature on TVs. I'm a little skeptical. I will definitely try it. I would love to see if it works.
We have it on this show, Mike.
Dialogue Boost?
Yeah, let me turn it on. Talk for me.
Okay.
We're still working out some bugs. Turned it off.
So far, it's only available on a few Amazon originals like Jack Ryan, but they're promising to add it to more content. If you want to try it out, it's in the audio and subtitles drop-down menu labeled English Dialogue Boost Medium and English Dialogue Boost High. And for some reason, I'm still talking like Matthew McConaughey.
I tried it last night on a Charlie Chaplin movie. It didn't help.
Oh, that's a silent movie. That's hysterically funny. That's really good. It's that kind of comedy. You're going to go places. Anyone who remembers Charlie Sheen's infamous meltdown a little over a decade ago. As a matter of fact, when I was loading my soundboard yesterday, I found a lot of old, I was banging 7 gram rocks. I got one speed. Go.
Tiger Blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tiger Blood. Exactly.
You'll be shocked to hear this, but he is going to be working with Chuck Lorre again. Can you believe this?
Really? Whoa.
Chuck is the creator of 2.5 Men. And if you recall, the two of them had a massive falling out. Charlie went on his winning streak. It led to Chuck firing him and replacing him with Ashton Kutcher, not to mention a ton of bad blood and verbal sniping that those two guys did. On the season finale, I remember this when I saw this news story. On the season finale in 2015, they got Charlie out of there by dropping a piano on him.
I remember that, yeah.
They had Chuck return. Chuck Lorre had the season end by Charlie's character returning, played by a stand-in, only to be killed by a falling piano.
Which is funny.
I remember when they did that. It was hysterically funny. So anyway, after all this chaos, Charlie is joining a cast of Chuck's Max comedy, How to Be a Bookie, starring comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Super nice.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just a recurring role. We haven't heard from either Charlie or Chuck yet on how they got to the point where they could actually work together again. So, I don't know.
I'd watch a show called Charlie and Chuck.
I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see him coming back because the last I saw, it was a picture of him, and I don't know. I don't think he looked all that good.
No, well, he hasn't looked good in a while.
They'll glam him up.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, moving right along, a woman in British Columbia awoke to a sticky situation last Thursday when she found a bear. A bear?
The bear had a sweet tooth.
Oh, did she, Matthew?
Yeah, the bear had a sweet tooth, obviously.
With a sweet tooth, it had broken into her car and consumed dozens of cans of Sody Pop that she had left there overnight. Sharon Roselle said she was awakened by her dog around 3 a.m. on Thursday and looked outside to see a black bear surrounded by shattered glass from her car window. He was drinking massive amounts of soda, according to Roselle.
Poor bear.
The bear used its teeth to break open the cans and slurp their contents, and it was all like non-diet. While making a sweet mess of her car's interior, she said the bear started with orange soda, that's sticky, before making its way through the cola, the root beer, and only stopped when it reached the diet soda.
Smart bear. Smart bear.
That's too funny. Roselle said she had 72 cans of soda. Jesus. Wow. I guess she's thirsty.
Yeah.
Total of 72 cans in the car, and the bear drank 69 of them. Roselle took photos of the bear break-in and its aftermath the next morning. She says the bear ripped the car's leather interior, broke the window roller handle from standing on it. Oh, it's a window roller. What happens when you drink 72 cans of soda? You get yourself a window that rolls up. It's not electric. And she, the bear spilled soda everywhere, including inside the gear shifter.
Mm. Wow. So, Mike, so from the makers of Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
Soda Bear.
Matthew would have been unfazed.
Of course.
Take a look out that picture window. There's a bear drinking your soda pop.
Do you have any advice for the bear, Matthew?
Yeah. I think that bear ought to just lie under a tree and take a good long sugar nap. Take a sugar nap, bear.
Sugar nap.
An Australian man revealed that he felt something moving. Blah! After sleeping through the night with a massive spider hiding in a very vulnerable place. The brave lad took to TikTok to share a chilling video of a huge huntsman spider nestled in his pants.
In his pants?
Oh, no.
While sitting on the toilet, I watched the video. He showed his 240,000 followers the big brown spider tucked away into the waistband of his boxers.
Oh.
The Aussie wrote, "I woke up this morning with something moving in me pants, and this huntsman spider was sleeping against me gonads."
Oh.
Remaining surprisingly calm and still, the man slowly zooms in to the giant body of the scary arachnid. This spider is big enough where it goes from about down his package area up to his navel with its little super long legs. The clip has been viewed a whopping 4.5 million times, has racked up a total of 212,000 likes and over 8,000 comments from terrified followers.
If you want to see it, the spider video, Mike, you can find it on his website.
Yes, all right. Huntsman spiders are common in Australia, but they've been introduced accidentally to parts of the USA, Pakistan, India, China, and Japan. So you can find them anywhere, especially in your pants.
You keep on living.
These massive crab-like spiders can have a leg span of up to 25 to 30 centimeters.
Oh,
that's 28 feet.
No, like a centimeter, 30 centimeters is a foot.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right.
That leaves people quaking at the sight of them. What is it like when you quake?
They're huge.
Yeah, they're too big. I don't care for
and,
that.
Now a little something. This is one of our three joke kickers, ladies and gentlemen.
It.
All three. Remember, quantity is better than quality.
Always.
Here goes. This is the 4-minute foreplay challenge. All you have to do the foreplay challenge is spend 4 minutes each doing whatever foreplay you want to your partner within their bounds of consent, of course. Damn it. Sex coach Vernita Griffith. Hello, I am Vernita Horgarth.
Molly Russell's ward.
Vernita Griffith shared a tip on TikTok explaining, set the timer on your phone for 4 minutes. Then I want you to take turns for 4 minutes each to do whatever you want to your partner. You have to agree to do whatever you want to each other. Anything you want.
Wow.
She goes on to say that hopefully what you choose to do to your partner will also be pleasurable for them.
Matthew, you've been all over the newscast.
Yeah, it's time for the 4-minute foreplay challenge. Okay, here goes nothing.
The excitement comes from the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen. Additionally, it can help to build anticipation and excitement and can help partners to connect emotionally and physically. Carly. Sorry. I get right to the jokes and I get all anxious and jumpy.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
I quaked at the jokes that were coming up, just like people quake at the picture of the spider. Carla usually misses my foreplay. You know why?
Why?
She blinks. No, we have fun. We play a little game in the O'Mara household. We call it Find the Truffle.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why is there no Irish foreplay?
Why?
Because we can't see in the dark. There you go. How does an Irishman know when he's satisfied his woman?
How?
I'll let you know when it happens. Hi, hi, hi. Hi, 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 hi. That was actually a fourfer. We have to take a break. When we come back, I would like to talk about a great hangover story.
Yes.
From New Orleans, Louisiana. And we'll tell you that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Come here. Buy from Vince's Diet Warehouse and get free gumballs.
Anybody can sell you what they think you want, but if you need new tires for your ride or the sweet, satisfying pick-me-up of a gumball, you can't miss shopping online through the shopping center at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Target and Walmart has what you're looking for. Have it shipped to your door or pick it up at the store. You can't lose because you help support TMOS. And here's something else to chew on.
Gumballs and tires, he can't miss. Trust me. Get out of there.
Legacy Box is the perfect solution for digitally preserving your past. All you have to do, it's real easy, is send in your Legacy Box filled with old tapes, reels, and photos, and you get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic, and it's done right here in the USA. Save your memories from heat, mold, and fire, not to mention that magnetic tape like what's used in VHS and camcorder tapes. Mm-hmm. It was only made to last 10 to 20 years. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files. They've helped over 1 million customers safeguard their past. We've all used it, and we all love it. The memories they have preserved for me are invaluable. Love Bermuda with my parents. Smoking. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box and preserve your past. Plus, for a limited time, Legacy Box is running a $9 videotape sale. That's 65% off. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection, so visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this offer. Yesterday, we talked to Rob Spiewak, who, to the best of our knowledge, was not hooching it up down
sober
in New Orleans.
Sober as a judge the whole time. Ate a lot, but sober. Mm-hmm. So,
what's the best thing you ate when you were in NOLA?
I had three different restaurants' versions of shrimp and grits, and I think shrimp and grits at the Ruby Slipper was the best shrimp, the best thing I had.
Certified fresh.
Yeah, it was really, really good. But, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with anything down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed at an Airbnb for the first couple nights that we were there. And then for the last night, we stayed in a hotel called the Old 77. And it's on the other side of town where all the hotels and the casino are. We could see the beautiful Harrah's Dome from our hotel. But this
the waterfront.
But this is not
riverfront.
Wait, now I'm trying to pinpoint where you were. So you weren't in the quarter.
No, it was further up.
You
the
went
quarter.
From an Airbnb and you needed one extra night, right?
Exactly.
So you went to a hotel and it was called what? The Old 96er?
The Old 77.
The Old 77, and that was located outside of the city.
No, it was still in the city. It was in the shadow of Harrah's.
Right next to Harrah's.
Yeah, you know where
we
all
know
the
hotels are.
I know where that is?
Yeah,
ka-ching, ka-ching.
But,
do I know where it is? Carla said, I'm going to put the 58 cents back in our account today of what was left from our gambling. Thank you.
Go ahead, Oscar.
I had someone say after the aftermath of the weekend, and I wish they would have mentioned this to all of us prior to arriving, that the Nevada Gaming Commission certifies that a certain percentage of what comes in goes back out to its population and its players. In New Orleans, they have different rules.
It shows.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look, I've read everything there is to read about regulation with casinos. And I read an article called Casino Myths. The casino myths, something along the lines of, if you play a slot machine and it's just one, it won't pay off again. No, it is totally random. Mm. It is completely random. Another thing
random, though, is the payout frequency.
The payout frequency. And are you telling me that there might be a rumor floating around that the payouts in New Orleans
are notorious? Stingy? So let's just say, I'm just going to give you round numbers. These aren't exact numbers.
All right.
That were given to me. They said, let's say like 40, let's say, he said, 30% of what goes into a slot machine needs to go back as winnings to throughout the year to the, you know, to people playing the games.
Okay. These are the Vegas rules.
Yes.
Right.
10% needs to go back in New Orleans. Wow. So they're tighter because the rules and the laws are different.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I certainly will I will begin my research at the conclusion of the show. I'll find that out.
You didn't hit once.
I hit once.
Oh, I didn't hit anything.
You gave me good advice. Remember when you called me and I was there and you said, you need to be focusing on old school, actual reels.
They're called low velocity machines.
And
low volatility machines.
Okay, well, we actually hit the world's tiniest progressive and won $270 on 50 cents.
You won?
Yes, we did.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
But you didn't just put 50
cents.
No,
it cost us $20 to win that, but we got out of there
right away.
That's
still good.
Yeah,
that was still really good.
It was
$20 to the $200 return?
But here's the thing. The game was flaming sevens.
I got a $20 return with an $8,000 buy-in.
Yeah.
So, sort of the same. I was playing Mike flaming sevens, but again, another great, great endorsement for the Harrah's organization.
Yeah.
I didn't know I won because the light was out on the third wheel.
Do you know when they got me, Mike? You know when they got me? You're right. The machines were old.
They were old.
I was walking to have breakfast with you. That was it Friday morning. And you had some car trouble, so you had to bail on breakfast.
Right. Right.
I was cutting through the casino to get to your hotel because I didn't know the lay of the land.
Yeah, I never mentioned the nail on the tire, which was just add a little tiny cherry to my
So this is Friday
weekend.
Morning.
Sorry. Yes.
I think I have to cut through the casino. And so I'm cutting through. And Mike's like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I hate to bail and stuff, but I got to get a new tire on my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That's a bummer. And I hear, ching, ching. I'm here like this machine. That's when the it's the seduction. Yeah. It's a seducing sound.
Yeah, the bells and the whistles.
Yeah. I said, well, if Mike's canceled, I got a quick 30 minutes.
There you go.
Before I get in, right?
Right. Knock yourself out. Have fun.
The saddest 30 minutes of my entire weekend, as I said.
Yes.
Well, something for my troubles?
Pure depression.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing.
It sucks.
Nothing.
It's very depressing.
What really?
And it's not even a lovely place. At least in some casinos, you go in and you have 30 minutes in a lovely place.
I bet it was when they built it.
It was. It was 20, 30 years ago.
I mean, Mike, the building is gorgeous.
Yes, true.
Mike, this is 9:30 in the morning. Mike and I were supposed to have breakfast at 9. He bumped it to 9:30. So I'm playing these slots. And this gentleman who was rail thin, a Spanish version of a pony, sits next to me.
Cabalito.
And he is sweating at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And he goes, long night? I said, actually, I just got here. And he goes, so what's your name?
Oh, no.
And I don't think he was hitting on me. I think I felt the danger, Spidey sense come over, like I'm about to get rolled in the men's room.
Yeah.
Did you give him the Glengarry Glen Ross line? F you, that's my name.
I should have. I said, my name's Christopher.
Good.
And I cashed out and scurried away.
Good plan.
That is awesome, Christopher. That's the only thing you could pull. Yes. Well, Christopher, my name is Hector, and you are in a whole bunch of trouble.
My name is Christopher.
When you're sweating at 9:30 in the morning at Harrah's Casino,
yeah,
and you didn't just get out of a hot shower.
Yeah, and if anything, that place was too cold.
Yeah, you're right.
Very, very cold in there.
But Oscar brings up something valid. Is the most horrifying thing in New Orleans and Las Vegas to a certain extent is the person who at 9 a.m. has obviously been out all night.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Not seeing,
that's so sad.
You're not seeing the person that's fresh from bed.
Right.
You're seeing someone who's trying to grab on to just a little more.
And some of those little old ladies, they freshen, right?
Yes.
And so you'll see the fresh lipstick and the makeup on, and they have been there all night long. In Vegas in particular, I've set records for the amount of time I will sit. I think it was a table game, but it was a poker game. I forgot what it was called.
Pie Gal?
I think it was the Hold'em table. It was a Texas Hold'em table where you could put a bet on certain cards. And we had so much fun that, I mean, we were obsessive about it. And by the way, being the antisocial gamer that I am, I really think the real fun of going to a casino is to sit at a table with people.
Yes.
If you can last a long time, it doesn't go as quick as the slots.
Yeah.
But when did you meet the hangover guy?
Well, the hangover guy was actually in the lobby of my hotel. It was Sunday morning, so he was obviously getting ready to cruise out.
Mm-hmm. This is the Motel 6 that you stayed at?
No, the old 97, Mike.
And the old 97.
And I get the... old 77, forgive me. You tricked me. I got the impression that 50 years ago, this might have been a really nice hotel. But standing in the shadows of the Four Seasons and the Hilton and the Marriott, it's kind of, time has passed it by.
Was it in a bad neighborhood?
No, it was not. It was right in the middle of all the hotels. It's just older.
Yeah. Well, threadbare.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. I mean, it was like lots of nice.
You like vintage?
Yeah, it was a vintage hotel. So I'm waiting in line.
Can't order parts for it, though.
No, you cannot. I was waiting in line Sunday morning to get some coffee for me and the missus, and I see a guy come off the elevator as slow as can be. Now, normally when you walk, you step, 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 and they overlap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was doing the thing where he would take one step forward, and his other foot would line up with the first step.
So he's dragging a little bit.
And I looked at him, and he had gray hair and a gray face to a point where you almost couldn't tell where the hair stopped and the face began.
Ashen,
just totally devoid of color. Mm-hmm. And don't you know, he happens right over to me at the end of the coffee line. And he starts making conversation.
They have a Starbucks in there or just a regular coffee
place? A regular coffee place. They brewed their own coffee. It was great.
Okay.
And so, but we're waiting on it. And I was going to get a couple cinnamon donuts because they had just come out. So I was excited. And he's there. He says, hey. And I said, hey, how are you? He says, I don't know. Listen, how old is this place? And I said,
is he talking about the hotel or is he talking about the coffee shop?
I think the hotel. And the thing is he's already locked me in line. I can't just walk away because I'm in
bail
line.
On the conversation.
He says, how old is this place?
Did he ask you your name?
He did not ask me my name.
Okay.
And I said, I don't know. I bet you it's in the 1800s because it's been in this neighborhood a long time.
Yeah.
He says, man, what do you think about the footings? I said, what? He says, well, back in Kansas City, and he trailed off. And I said, Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri? And I brought him back. He said, oh, Kansas City, Missouri.
Is he still drunk that he appears to be still loaded?
Yes. And he says, hey, we got a lot of wooden footings. And he had trouble with that. He said it like three times. He said, we got a lot of wooden
footings or footers?
Footings is what he was saying. And I said, I don't know. He says, because if it's not wood, it's concrete. I said, well, either way, I don't know. He says, because back in Kansas City, we're near the water. And with the wooden fittings, you feel the building move. And I said, how about that? He says, do you feel the building move? I said, I've been here for 24 hours. I've not felt the building move. He says, yeah, I feel it move.
Oh, I bet he did.
And he says, this was the greatest part. He said, I feel like I'm still on the boat. And I said, were you on a boat? He says, no.
Wow.
Mike.
Wow.
Don't, when you hear that, and maybe you don't, but I am so grateful, and this is blasphemous. I know it's not fun to hear. It's boring. I'm sorry. I'm so grateful that I don't drink the way we used to.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And Carla came back. By the way, Carla arrived after our 10-hour drive on Sunday to her mom and cousin visiting, who she had not seen, and this is a cousin who looks like Carla, and they haven't seen each other in a very long time. Carla got out of the car, greeted our son, and it was party time.
Oh.
And I don't know how she did it. And then last night, two nights ago, same thing. And last night, a little mellower, but still, and Daddy got to take a pass on that. I don't know how she's
does
upright.
Does she still feel like she's on the boat?
She feels like she's on the boat.
Yeah.
She does. Absolutely. Okay. She said, can you get Michael up? I said, yeah, honey. Absolutely. You know, still set the alarm for 5:30, though. God love her. Off to wash faces today. Thank you very much. That tax bill's not going to pay itself.
The last thing I got from the gray-haired guy is he got up. As I was pulling and walking away, he got up to the coffee lady and she says, may I help you? He said, yeah. How long does it take to get to the airport?
Oh, on his way.
Yeah.
Look forward to sitting next to him.
Yeah, have a nice flight.
Well, I'm
everybody.
Sorry that Joel Rogers wasn't feeling very well. That's a shame. And then Joel went to, you see his post where he's off to some sort of convention for aerospace or something? That man leads a life, doesn't he?
He does.
Wow. I think it's called Tailhook.
Operation Tailhook. Hey, we're gonna take a break, and we'll come back with something. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the pleasure of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
It's your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the all-you-can-eat Kiss concert.
And party every day, hey. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Liquid IV. Definitely getting warmer here in Florida.
Yes.
Hot baby. That's why I need to stay hydrated, and I do it with Liquid IV in my Pizza Hut cup. That's right. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first. In the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down, after a long night out, after an 11-hour drive, after your wife has been partying for 3 days with her cousin after she got off a 10-hour drive.
Cousins!
It's convenient. Convenient to use, and Liquid IV made with premium ingredients. It's delicious, non-GMO, free from gluten, and the new Seaberry. I'm Seaberry, the brand new flavor from Liquid IV.
Hi, Seaberry.
Hello, Rob.
How are you, Ben?
I'm great, Ben.
Do you think you've been on the boat?
Ah. The wooden footings are moving. Strawberry lemonade flavors, brand new. I love their Concord grape. And Liquid IV still has all your favorites, too. Even better, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They donate. They donate, donate, donate. Over 39 million servings all over 50 countries in the world. Plus, it's a convenient way to hydrate, and it's so delish. The best way to start your day, be like me, drink Liquid IV. You can get yours, Liquid IV, that is, bulk in nationwide. Let me say that the proper way.
Okay.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. I have not asked you boys if you are enjoying what you turned me on to, insisted that I watch, and that, of course, is Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
I'm caught up.
Yeah.
Third season going strong.
Yeah.
One short of being totally caught up. I won't spoil it for people. I will tell you there's the introduction of a new character who is spectacular, in my opinion. He does a fantastic job. But I will ask you this. Do you believe that Mr. Sudeikis is informing the character of Ted Lasso with his personal marital troubles? Because it's even heavier this year.
I have thought this from day one, from season one.
Yeah, there's an innate sadness to the character of Ted.
There's a divorce.
Absolutely.
The only difference is that his sweetheart back home, or his Weapon X, is, you know, she's not a Hollywood star and she wasn't dating a pop star.
But she is cold as ice.
Very matter of fact.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You're sad.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Anyway,
They also broke up. She broke up with her boyfriend, right?
Spoiler alert. Turn it down if you've not seen Ted Lasso.
Right.
I have to comment on this because I've lived it. All right. I have lived a moment like this. And I tell this story to people in private. I rarely tell this story on air.
Mm.
But back in, I won't mention which marriage it was, but it was a failed one. I went to, a la Ted Lasso, I went to a therapist. And the therapist did not end up having a relationship with my wife. The therapist, however, had mentioned, it went something like this. If we split up, I'm not doing anything for you. Mad, angry argument. Yeah. Apparently, that concern, the therapist we had seen was counseling both of us individually. First mistake.
That does big sound mistake. Like a conflict.
It is. It is a big time.
How
you
does
should,
how does
you should all be in the
work?
Room. What's that?
How does that work? Do you, is
not
that
very
common?
Well.
Is you go to one though? Person one day, another person the other day,
okay,
and they give their story, and you give your story, yeah. And not necessarily the same story. And this is what happened. What happened was that during one of the visits from the other person, the story was relayed about an argument over money and that there was concern if we split up about that. And the therapist said to one of my ex-wives at the time, well, if you're really concerned, I have some people you should probably talk to.
Oh.
And she was then handed three cards of family law attorneys. Mm.
So this therapist had the cards at the ready as if this was his standard.
The ready.
This was his standard operation. What
her.
A jerk.
It was a lady.
Whatever.
And so I relate to, you know, just because everybody's a human being. Mm. Just
yes.
Because somebody says counselor on the door doesn't mean that they're doing things, necessarily properly.
Above
or
board.
Have total knowledge. I don't think it was sinister. I think it was stupid. But, you know, at that particular time in Mike O'Mara's career, ding dong, let's just say a divorce attorney who got hold of one of the exes would probably be licking his chops.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And the rest, they say, is history. So it's just a little weird, you know.
But this guy, Ted Lasso, his wife is dating the therapist, right?
The actual
therapist.
Yes.
Which I, look, you think that's the first time that's happened?
Oh, it's happened every time.
It's probably happened all, you know, you're sitting there.
It's a target-rich environment.
It is.
The therapist knows going in all the problems that he's going to face.
You're unhappy?
Yeah.
I can make you happy.
I can make you happy.
Mm. I'm sure that there have been there probably been instances of multiples, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's that's why they get into the racket.
It was like it was Tinder before Tinder was around.
Well, it's Tinder like where they bring it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a Boy Scout leader that likes boys.
Okay, you've lost me. That is that is creepy.
Well, I mean really, don't
that's
we
just
well, hold
extreme.
On.
Yeah, it's like a
it's
wolf
not
in the
extreme.
Hen house.
A wolf in the hen house.
It's that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It that's
is.
What not only are you bringing people that are, you know, ladies that are coming to this situation, but you're bringing them in a time of emotional turmoil when they're extremely vulnerable.
Pony, do you have a hen house?
I don't, but if I did, I'd be in it.
How are you doing, by the way? How you doing, Debbie? Are you all right?
I'm doing great. I'm happy.
Okay. All right. That's good. Everything's okay?
Yep. No marriage counseling for me.
There you go.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Single and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
This man is lying.
I like when he smiles and he gets the sparkle on his teeth.
We're up on a break. I apologize.
Okay.
But the moral of this story is Ted Lasso is a good show still. I love it. It's so different. It's so incredible. And Carla said, I love the show because I love men. And I said, yes, that's true. Thank you, Carla. I appreciate it.
Sometimes twice.
Thank you for sharing that. But, you know, speaking of episode 4, she has a hell of a point on that one. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Twitch. Will you be an angel for a helpless creature? It's a new year, and it's also a renewed chance to show you care. Do you have room in your heart this year? Do you have room in your home? Do you have room to adopt Jim Amato?
I won't take up much room.
For just pennies a day, Jim Amato can live comfortably in your home.
I'm almost completely housebroken.
Almost. Those same pennies a day will bring you a year's worth of joy and laughter when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'll mow your lawn.
And remember, if you're cold, Jim Amato is cold.
I'm so cold.
I'm
bring
cold.
Him inside with you. And thank you.
Bring Jim inside, Mike.
Thank you. KiwiCo, everybody, is defining the future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. Each month, KiwiCo sends a beautiful crate packed with fun and sparks creativity with kid-friendly topics and activities, from engineering robots to learning about the science of cooking. There are interesting topics for every single kid and real hands-on skills to explore. Discover subscription lines for infants and preschoolers all the way up to teens and beyond. The moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence for the ongoing experimentation. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. Plus, there's no commitment. Pause or cancel anytime. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO.com/TMOS. And before we go to the flip side here, I do want to mention that it'll be off to the United States Post Office after the show today to find out why the Homeowners Association has sent me a certified letter.
Mm. Oh, that's exciting, no?
Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah,
I'm sure it's Mike. I'm sure it's just a thank you.
Hello.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for everything you do, Mike.
On TikTok, there's a gentleman named Jared Germain, and he's a music guy, and some of his stuff is pretty fascinating. We were all immediately grabbed by the Jack Black song Peaches.
Yes.
Yes.
And I wondered why it was so instantly recognizable. It was really, you know, it was a good song. Mm-hmm. It was well written. He explains it here. Actually, there's a word for what Jack Black did to us.
Peaches, 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 peaches. Oh, yeah.
This is the chord progression. It goes G flat major, A flat major, F minor 7 to B flat minor. What that basically is like 4, 5, 3, 6.
It's the same chord progression.
Yeah, but there are limited chord progressions in all of music, so you get that constantly.
But wouldn't it be great if Jack Black said, "Yep, I just Rickrolled everybody in an entire movie"?
Still great song.
Both great.
It's a great chord progression too, and it's been used in a lot of songs.
Mike Lars Ulrich, do you know who this is?
I know the name's familiar.
Yeah, he's the guy in Metallica that is not the other guy. Mm-hmm. He's not James Hetfield. And he talked about what it was like opening for the Rolling Stones a few years back. And this is something that you hear about, but I didn't know it actually existed.
We were fortunate enough to get asked to play with the Stones. So they're playing a couple shows in San Francisco and then asked if we would play with them. So we're sitting backstage, and at one point, a personal assistant or whatever comes, you know, and says, Mick Jagger's going to walk through here in a couple minutes. He's going over to his private gym in his truck, and he's going to warm up before the show. When he walks through here, please don't make eye contact with him or talk to him. We used to laugh a lot at those things.
Did he walk through and you did that and didn't look? You must have talked to him at some point.
And we got our picture taken with the Stones.
But that's the extent of your...
That was the extent of it.
One picture after you open 5 shows for the Stones, you're not allowed to look at them.
That's weird.
That's disappointing.
It's bothersome to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But when you're top of the heap for that long and you...
do what you want.
You know, I mean, you get to control them. And really, to be honest with you, if you are the Rolling Stones, wouldn't you like to have that rule?
Yeah.
Right?
No, where you didn't have to do it? I would want to be a man of the people.
I don't know. It gets tough. Imagine you're Mick.
Yeah, 60 years of that.
You're never away from it. It's constant.
In fairness to how I feel about it,
right?
If that would be if you always had to be on.
Remember what you told the people.
Yeah.
Oscar, remember what you told the people at House of Blues. What? No eye contact.
Hey, by the way, thanks to Rob and Oscar for going to the second location for me. Yes, thank you.
And you know what? Lots of eye contact.
You know the reason. I would have gone if I was going to be in New Orleans the next day, but I was leaving at 5 a.m.
You had to get home to your kid.
Have you heard of a furniture company? It's a high-end furniture company. I had not. It's called Miller Knoll.
I don't know enough about furniture.
No, I'd never heard of them, which surprised me. And the CEO is named Andy Owens. And she was doing a live chat with some of her employees. And I guess some people don't think about live chats can easily be captured and replayed. She was talking about, she was disappointed that they kept asking for bonuses.
Questions came.
Oh, and I should say that Miss Owen has never missed a bonus and bonuses herself quite often at running such a successful company.
Questions came through about how can we stay motivated if we're not going to get a bonus. Some of them were nice and some of them were not so nice. So I'm going to address this head on. Don't ask about what are we going to do if you don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus. All right? I had an old boss who said to me one time, you can visit Pity City, but you can't live there. So people, leave Pity City. Let's get it done. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Mike. You can't live in Pity City.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on her side.
Look, you can't always be perfect. You got to live for the next day.
But
right?
I don't think she would have liked that getting out is all I'm saying.
What do you mean?
I don't think she comes off looking like the friendly boss she might want to be.
I don't think bosses have to be friendly. Who the f*** said that?
Why are you making such bad language?
It's because he's mad. Anyway, and I understand. Do we have one more before
we do?
We
actually,
go?
We have a pair here. Mike, good news.
I don't think you two will ever see eye to eye on that issue.
Mike, you can be nice.
Mike, there's
until
a town.
You can't be nice.
There's a Texas town called Kyle, Texas.
I know where it is.
And they're trying to get a record broken, a world record of having more people named Kyle all gather in Kyle, Texas, all at one moment. To break the Guinness Book of World Records.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kyle Park, and I'm here calling all Kyles to come to Kyle, Texas, where we'll attempt to break the world record of the most Kyles gathered ever.
What do you think of that, George Carlin?
Hi, Tucker, I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd, I'm Tucker.
Tucker sucks. And Tucker's friend, Kyle.
Mike, that's all I got for you today.
That's it. We got to get out of here. You got to play the music.
You're
so,
right. You're
that's right. Come
right.
on, play the music. You don't get a bonus. Want to thank
there
everybody.
There we go.
Thank you all for joining us on a fabulous Mike O'Mara show. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, everybody. And don't forget this Friday, a very special bonus show. If you have not subscribed, you get to hear the live show on stage at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, and you can get it through the Apple Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and do it with ease. We'll have information on our website, and we'll have more information, and I will have a commercial telling you how to do that on tomorrow's show, because we will be prepared. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.